Welcome to Christmas at Calvary. The names of God. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Genesis 49, 9 through 10. Judah is a lion cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion, and as a lioness. Who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff, but between his feet, until the tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Wrong will be made right when Aslan comes into sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. When he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. And when he shakes his mane, we shall have spring again. One of my favorite characters in all of literature is Aslan from C.S. Lewis's work, The Chronicles of Narnia. A central tension in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the unending winter in Narnia, always winter, but never Christmas. This tension resonates with the characters as they wait for the great lion to return, set things right, and bring about spring within Narnia. There is a deep longing throughout this endless winter. C.S. Lewis's depiction of Christ through fiction is intentional, reflecting scriptural themes. The title, The Lion of the Tribe of Judah, is a messianic reference to Jesus Christ, combining imagery of strength, royalty, and divine purpose. As we explore the book of Genesis, Jacob blesses his son Judah with a messianic reference, describing Judah as a lion's cub. This imagery was significant in the ancient Near East, as lions symbolize royalty and power. They still do in our culture within movies made for children. The lion imagery contrasts with Jesus' other animal metaphor, the lamb. The lamb is more about his ultimate sacrifice in defeating death, sin, and suffering. Both are true of Jesus. As we read the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we find that we are encouraged to stay faithful to God's work and his word by Jesus' title as Lion. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus, possesses the authority to open the book at the end of time, judgment, and overcome his enemies, where he will wipe every tear from our eyes, and we will enjoy endless spring with him ruling on the throne. This winter, let's prepare our hearts for Christmas and know that one day we will see a new life again. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Revelation 5:5.